This podcast is brought to you by SMC. Moneywise, be wise.
You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Very good morning and a very warm welcome to a morning walk down the Lal Street. Today is the 22nd of August, a Thursday. All that took place on D Street yesterday, and all that we can look forward to over the course of today is what I bring to you. My name is Rakesh Sharma, and yes, I'm back for a little bit, and this is Money Control.
A morning walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
Well, to all those wondering where I was, do not worry. I have been on holiday. In fact, I'm coming to you from Madison, Wisconsin, from the Great American Midwest today. I hope you've been well. I'll, of course, be back at work full time in a few days. But until then, let's find out all the things that you absolutely must know from the Lal Street. Yesterday, Indian markets witnessed some selling pressure at higher levels. The Nifty 50 saw a cut of about 100 points, while the Sensex plunged by more than 250 points. With muted earnings and weak global cues, investors are hoping for any stimulus or measures from the Indian government to lift the sentiment. An extended slowdown in the domestic economy has increased the volume of stressed assets in segments like industrial, infrastructure and financials, according to experts. The broader market indices, that is the BSE mid-cap and small-cap, also ended lower by 1.3% and 1.4% respectively. Barring IT, all the sectoral indices witnessed selling pressure. Notably, capital goods, consumer durables, metals and oil and gas were the top losers in the range of 1.8 to 2.9%. On the institutional front, FPIs were net sellers in the Indian markets for 770 crore rupees, while DIIs were net buyers to the tune of about 353 crore rupees, according to provisional data. What am I talking about in the big news segment today? SEBI has simplified registration criteria for foreign portfolio investors. SEBI has done away with the broad-based eligibility criteria for foreign portfolio investors to simplify and expedite the registration process for these entities. In its board meeting on the 21st of August, that is yesterday, SEBI also cleared the proposal to make central banks of other countries eligible for FPI registration. They have been recategorized into two categories instead of the current three categories. The SEBI board also approved the norms for migration of companies listed on the Innovators Growth Platform, that is IGP, to regular trade category on the main board. The regulator has allowed flexibility to mutual funds to invest in non-convertible debentures of unlisted entities up to a maximum of 10% of the debt portfolio of the scheme, subject to regulations. Quick look at the charts now. Nifty has formed a bearish candle on the daily charts despite strong European cues. The falling near the lower end of the range indicates that the market is in bear's control, and rising volatility is putting sustained pressure at every bounce, and therefore there could be more sell-off if the index decisively dips below 10,900 in the coming sessions, according to experts. Bulls need to defend 10,900, which will also extend the range-bound move between 11,150 to 10,900 for some more time. So based on all of these observations, we'll be watching out for three levels over the course of today. 10,906, which was the intraday low on Wednesday, 11,034, which was the intraday high, and 11,191, which is the 200 DMA. So that is what the charts are telling us today. And finally, as usual, to make this work worth your while, we spoke to Bonanza Portfolio, and this is what they have to recommend in terms of some stocks to buy and sell. NIIT Tech has a buy call, ended trade yesterday at 1,365.45 rupees. Target 1,460.1460. Stop loss 1,310.1310. Upside of 7%. Nestle India has a buy call as well. Last trading price 12,594.10. Target 13,350, stop loss 12,210, upside of 6%. And finally, IndusInd Bank has a sell call as well. Last trading price of 1,367.20, target 1,285, stop loss 1,415, downside of 6%. So that's NIIT Tech, Nestle India and IndusInd Bank, all with some calls from Bonanza, two of them by NIIT Tech and Nestle, and IndusInd with a sell call. Well, that's it from me today. Stock picks of the day are going to be given to you in detail by Sheetal, whom I hope you're listening to. And do continue to write to us, mcpodcast@nw18.com. And do please leave us a message or a comment on any of the platforms that you listen to us on, whether it's Castbox, Apple Podcasts, etc., etc. Considering I've been away, I would really enjoy reading what you guys have to say of the stuff that's going on in the world. I cannot wait to come back and give you a rant for about half an hour about what I think of what is going on in the world, but that'll have to wait just a little longer. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.